Hello, this is a very informal technology post, and it's about sharing content of an audio nature with people that you are friends with on Facebook or who follow you on Twitter. Now, quite recently, Audio Boom seemed to have changed their policy on this, and you do have to be logged into an Audio Boom account in order for someone to be able to listen to your audio content. To my way of thinking, this is a bit of a nonsense, because if you are logged into an Audio Boom account, it's very likely that you'll be following the person who has created the audio content, and so you can actually listen to the posts via the feed anyway. The whole purpose of sharing to Facebook and Twitter is so that people who are not interested necessarily in creating an Audio Boom account can listen to whatever content it is that you want to publish. So with that said, and also for quite some time, I've been very disappointed at the high level of compression to the files when you post them to Audio Boom. The audio files are compressed down to something which is really noticeable, particularly if you're a bit of an audio geek like myself. It was a bit disappointing. So what we've done is we've both closed our Audio Boom accounts and we have created our own website. It can be done, and it only took me a couple of hours to get this together, but we hope that you'll find, for anyone who would like to still hear our audio posts, that this will be a good resource. So the website is www.hartgen-home.org. So that's hartgen-home.org. And when you go there, you will see a list of categories of audio posts. There may be more in the months or years to come. And activating any one of the category links in the main menu will allow you to browse the audio posts for that category. You will also see on the homepage a little description of the whole concept of the site, and at least the 10 most recently added audio posts as well. The great thing is that when you activate one of the links for the audio posts, you can listen to those directly on the site itself. There is a very accessible player, and you should be able to at least play the audio, stop, and pause it as and when you want to. There is also a text description on each audio post page. You do have the ability to download the files. I haven't restricted that from happening. So if you find the name of the individual file, you can do a right click or a context menu and select Save Target As, and you will be able to download it that way. So if you'd like to keep up to date with what we're doing, including this particular post, then feel free to visit that website. There's quite a few categories up there right now. There is a way, though, that you can share your own audio content if you don't want to use Audio Boo. And that is, of course, by using SoundCloud. Or indeed, you can post audio files to YouTube, provided they are accompanied by an image. There is a very good resource called Tunes to Tube, www.tunes, as you would expect, T-U-N-E-S, T-O-tube.com. We had a little bit of input into the accessibility of this. The developers had made very good strides in terms of implementing a level of accessibility, but we did have some input in order to make some of the form fields a little bit clearer, and so that you could actually work with it using your screen reader. There is a very simple linking mechanism that you need to go through in order to link your YouTube account to the Tunes to Tube interface. Once that has been done and you've successfully signed in, and it will tell you this, there is a create link which is quite near the top of the page. If you activate this, it will present you with a very simple form that you can complete. It asks, first of all, as you would expect, for the name of the MP3 file that you want to upload. There is a browse button, so you don't have to know the name of it. You can browse anywhere on your computer to locate it. You then need to upload an image, and you use the same browse button in order to upload your image. This could be, for example, a simple photograph of yourself if that's what you want to upload. There is then a title field. You would obviously give the video, in inverted commas, a title. There is a description field, and you can use tags in there if you want to. You might want to categorize them, for example. There is also a category combo box. So if you're a musician, for example, and you have a YouTube channel and you want to upload content to it, or even samples of what it is that you're offering, then this would be a good combo box to work through, because the top category is in fact music. But if you have a look down that combo box by pressing Alt down arrow on it and then down arrow repeatedly, you will be able to move through the values in the combo box. There is a checkbox which allows you to save the image for next time. So if you know that you're always going to upload the same photograph, then this might be a good one to use. But if you're quite adventurous, you might want to include a photograph which depicts something relating to the audio content. That seems to be a good and logical thing to do. There is a create video link towards the bottom of the page. Just work through the page. Everything is very self-explanatory. This isn't a tutorial on how to use it, and you will find it very straightforward. Something which is worth bearing in mind, particularly if you're using the site for the first time, is that you are encouraged to donate even a small amount in order to keep the project alive. So before you create your video, you probably will, if you haven't donated anything, need to solve a CAPTCHA. Now, there is an audio version of this, so you can complete it without any special tools or assistance. And until you donate anything, you will need to complete this CAPTCHA, even in audio form. There is also advertising material on the site, which is there until you make a donation. Now, when you do make a donation, there is a donate link near the top of the page. You can easily find it. You get unlimited access to the site. You do not have to complete any audio CAPTCHA, and it is advertisement free. So I'd very much encourage you to donate. It's a very worthwhile project, and we know of a few people now who are using it, and it's just another avenue that you can explore if you want to make your audio content more accessible to people. When the video has been uploaded, you'll be given a link, and this is to the YouTube site itself and your post on it. It's very important that you keep this at least for a little while, because you'll want to use it in order to share your audio content on social media. It will then become live on YouTube in a few minutes. So that's Tunes to Tube, www.tunes.tube.com.